And let's start with the minimum wage. I have to say, it would seem just as strongly as Democrats feel that $10.10 an hour should be the federal minimum wage, there are Republicans who feel just as strongly that if that happens, employers are going to have to lay people off and cut jobs. Is there somewhere to meet in the middle?
Well, first of all, I think we have to have the basic principle that if you're working 40 hours a week, and that you're not in poverty. And then secondly, the other side of that, which is really important to remember, is the average CEO right now makes the same amount of money as 933 minimum wage workers. So this doesn't work if we're going to have an economy and a middle class and people being able to afford to buy things. And, you know, I would say we have a perfect example of how the argument that businesses are making is really not true, and that's with Henry Ford. When he doubled the wages of his employees 100 years ago in 1914, went to $5 a day, all the businesses at Wall Street said it was economic insanity. And yet, if you go back and read the Detroit papers at that time, not only did people have more money in their pocket to care for their families, but all the little businesses around the plant started talking about how they were selling more. So the truth is, when people have money in their pocket, it helps business because more people can buy things and take the family out to eat and, you know, put gas in the car.
But before that happens, somebody has to cough up that higher pay. And I guess I'm wondering how you would answer business owners here in Michigan who are still recovering from this, you know, terrible recession, who say their costs have already had to go up to meet the Affordable Care Act and that they can't handle $10.10 an hour. Is there room for some kind of adjustment or compromise on that?
Well, I think the key, again, $10.10 just hits the number where people aren't in poverty anymore. And so we certainly support small businesses. And a lot of small businesses actually are getting a better opportunity right now to buy lower cost insurance, which is a good thing, and tax credits to help buy insurance. And we are seeing what happens as things recover and more people can go to local retailers and go out to eat in restaurants and do things that grow the economy. But if we are below the poverty line for work, then all of us as taxpayers are paying for food assistance, federal food assistance, you know, the big debate in the Farm Bill about food assistance. Well, if people who are working full-time are below the poverty line, then we as taxpayers are supplementing them, when instead what we ought to be doing is making work should pay. If you're working, you know, you ought to be above the poverty line and be able to care for your family.
I'm speaking with Michigan's Senator Debbie Stabenow, and we want to move now over to the Paycheck Fairness Act aimed at correcting the pay gap. You're one of 55 co-sponsors. A new study from the National Partnership for Women and Families finds that here in Michigan, women are making 74 cents for every dollar men earn, although we should note that some have disputed the exact numbers. But whatever the case, it's certainly an issue here in Michigan, and the report claims we have the seventh largest gender-based pay gap in the nation.
We absolutely do. And, you know, the last time I looked, when I went to the grocery store or when my friends or family go to the grocery store, they don't get a discount on their food if they're women. You know, you don't get a 26% discount on gasoline. I mean, that would be a fair deal. But the truth of the matter is we are seeing way too many women. I had a woman write to me who said that from Wayne County area, who said that her boss actually bragged that he liked to hire women because he could pay them less. Well, their costs aren't less. I mean, that makes no sense. It's not fair in this day and age. You'd think that because we have equal pay laws on the books, that would be enough. Problem is, people don't know what they're getting paid. Oftentimes, they can be fired if they share that information. So what we're talking about is making this open and transparent so people know in the workplace what they're getting paid. We had a woman from Houghton, Michigan, very powerful testimony, come into the Senate. She's an engineer. She found out after her business closed down the road when they were revealing salaries that she was paid less than every one of the men she supervised. And she didn't know that because there'd been no way to find out that information.
Now, this Paycheck Fairness Act has no Republican co-sponsors, if I'm correct, and they've blocked it from going forward, but it came up from a vote in 2012 because Republicans say, well, it's already illegal to discriminate by sex, so this bill is just piling on. To that, you say?
Well, the number, it's like the president said, it's not about myth, it's about math. So the numbers speak for themselves. Obviously, the law's not working when a woman can be fired for just trying to find out how she stacks up in her pay with the men that she works with. And so we need laws that actually work, where people aren't penalized. And again, it's just fair. I mean, it's really unfortunate that folks are playing politics with this or saying that somehow it's nonsense or frivolous to talk about whether or not women get the pay that they deserve when they're working. I would hope in 2014 we wouldn't be even having this debate.
Spell out for us exactly what the bill would do, just so we really understand what's at stake.
Well, it basically gives the tools for women to be able to find out information about how much they are paid, to really have transparency in the workplace, to be able to ask questions, to be able to know what the situation is, because the law is there that for you to take action if you're not paid equally, but there's no way to find out. And right now people are penalized for trying to find out, and that's where the problem is.
Senator Debbie Stabenow, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you. Take care.